The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Money.
Money, 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 Joe Piscopo.
From the money capital of the world, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
I'm so excited to be in Atlantic City. You know, I'm like the Jersey guy. So I am proudly the Jersey guy. All my life, I've gone to Atlantic City. I'll tell you, as kids, when we came to Atlantic City, the boardwalk, you know. I remember the Miss America pageant was down here. Then the casinos came in, and Paul Schaefer, brilliant cat that he is, on SNL. And I bet you Paul doesn't even remember this. He goes, hey, man, you're doing that Frank Sinatra thing. I said, yeah. He goes, you should go play Atlantic City. I go, why? Well, there's gambling coming into Atlantic City, and they're going to book, like, talent. So I remember distinctly my agent booking me down at Caesars, and I had no idea what I was going to do. So I put together a band. I bought the drums. My family came down. My Uncle Joe was there. Gosh, I remember Uncle Joe was there. God rest his soul. And we were there, and I had a best. I said, this is great. We could do this. And it was so nice, and the town was jumping in, and all the casinos came out. Then it hit a bump. The Atlantic City did, you know, during the recession and everything. It kind of bumped a little bit. And now it has come back in such a big way. Atlantic City has. We're speaking to you from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And it is legendary, and it is as good a property as I have seen, and better anywhere. And I'm so proud it's in the great state of New Jersey. Now, I remember this property when it was the Taj Mahal, and citizen Donald J. Trump was here and was kind enough to hire me, or I wanted to stay at a room. And sometimes you go through, I've told you this before, you go through a little bump in your career, as we all do, you know, and some of the bumps are longer than and the rest of the people, and I would go in, and I go, and Kimberly and I would go, we're going to go do an appearance down the Hard Rock. Donald Trump would hire you. You'd stay at the Taj Mahal, rather. And we went in, and citizen Trump said, let Joe stay there. I wanted to always use the gym. Let him use the gym. And we would do, like, birthday parties for Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump's birthday party. Oh, we're going to go down. They would pay you great, by the way. You'd get a private plane down there. It was always first class when you worked for Donald Trump, and it was great. And now to see that glorious, the resurgence of this glorious property, now the Hard Rock, they did a great job. And the owners are great. The owners are great. And they've really done a great job here. And the city is doing great. So now the reason we're here at the Hard Rock is because we're with law enforcement against drugs. This is a great organization. Do you remember DARE? Remember DARE? Well, yes. But this is the next generation of DARE. It's bigger. It's better. It's right into the classrooms. It's law enforcement against drugs. You have police officers in uniform going into the classrooms telling kids the terrible consequences of doing drugs. And as I look across from me, a lot of it is present. They have a lot of presentations here. We have a long black table here. Frankie's to my left, Al's to my right, and we have a guest microphone to my left as well. And we'll be talking to some guests coming up momentarily. Nick DeMauro, my buddy, who's the executive director of law enforcement against drugs. But as I look across, there's another presentation, and there's a police officer from Ramsey, New Jersey. We're going to talk to him tomorrow. He's on the schedule about vaping. About everything bad about vaping. Are you worried? I'm worried about all of this with my kids. And then I hear what's going on in the public schools of Jersey that your kids tell you. And I try to be very transparent with my children. Don't do this drug. Watch that drug. Don't trust. You don't know what you put in your body. Your kids keep putting this, doing this. And so it's great that law enforcement against drugs steps up. And we would like to leaddrugs.org. If you want to go there, if you are part of a law enforcement community, we'd love for you to check out Law Enforcement Against Drugs. All right. And I know that the New Jersey State Police, I believe, are here with their honor guard. We're going to do a big opening ceremony. I'm going to speak a little bit later, but I'm just honored to be here. And we're going to be here tomorrow as well. So we got a lot to get into. And thanks to our friend Stacy, who is my business partner down in Retro Fitness. And Stacy had a longtime friendship with Nick DeMauro, who was the executive director of Leeds, and that's how we are here. So thanks, Stacy, for that. And Chief Robert Kugler, who is the chairman of the board of Law Enforcement Against Drugs, will join us as well. Great people. I met these. By the way, I got on stage last night. It was in the Hard Rock Cafe within the Hard Rock Hotel. And they go, Joe, you're going to get into dueling pianos. Now, I wish I could remember the name of the dueling piano. It had one gal, one guy, and a drummer. This was and it was great. And it was in like a small little performing area, what we used to call a lounge. You know, we'd always call it the lounge. And I remember coming to Atlantic City and seeing Sam Butera play in the lounges, right? The Louis Prima sideman. Oh, and Sammy would rip it up, rest his soul, man. Those were the days, you know? And then, so now I'm at the Hard Rock, cut to all those years later. This dueling piano thing was great. So I sang a little bit. I did a little Frank Sinatra. We welcomed everybody. And all the police officers, to a man, to a woman, came over to me and said, we appreciate you sticking up for us. And I'm telling you what, it is time to support law enforcement now more than ever. And we proudly do that. I wanted to, and I've been sending greetings out to the governor of New Jersey. You know, politics aside, and you got to put politics aside, because doctors say they're optimistic, reading here, that they caught what they believe is kidney cancer in Governor Phil Murphy early. And he will recover. He's 62 years old. Governor Murphy is. He's in great shape. And he says the doctors told him they do not expect radiation or chemotherapy will be necessary. So the doctors found a tumor during a routine CAT scan within Phil Murphy. So to Tammy and to Phil Murphy, we wish you all the best. We're praying for you. And again, politics aside, this is a time where we just join together in the great state of New Jersey and support the governor during this time, and know that he will prevail. Paul McCartney was in Metuchen. And how about that?
That's correct.
Was that exciting?
Yeah, it was very cool. Awesome. He was at a bakery in Metuchen, New Jersey. Just
what did he
around.
Order? Do we know?
No, I don't think he ordered anything.
Wait, hey, so. You know what? I got a break right there. The New Jersey State Police just walked in. The men and women of the State Police. Are you part of the Honor Guard, guys? Are you just? Thank you. Thank you for your service. And Superintendent Callahan, Pat's a dear friend of mine, the Colonel's a Pat. You are doing a great job. Kent, may I? We're on the air, and we're broadcasting all around the country and in New York. We want to thank the New Jersey State Police for all the great work you're doing. I don't know how you do it, man. Yeah, God bless you guys. Coming here, getting into schools, teaching kids. We'll see. I may miss the Honor Guard. I'll be on the air, but I'll see you thereafter, okay? Great. Thanks for your service. And we still have the best uniforms out of anybody in the country. I love you. You're looking good. Thank you. They look great. I'll tell you what. Colonel Callahan doing such a great job. This is, you know, they got to, how about the 95 corridor, Frankie? How about having to patrol the 95 corridor?
I can't imagine.
And then when you pull over a car, God forbid, right. You pull over somebody because it's, you know, they're suspect. You put your life getting out of the car.
You're right.
You
right.
know? And
that's why they passed that law. You have to, when they pull somebody over, you are supposed to
law.
Pull to the by. Pull
That's
to the
right.
left.
That's
when
right.
they pull it over, you can get a ticket for that.
But they do a great job, too. And don't forget, all of the white-collar crime, the FBI, they work with the FBI, the state police. They're right. very, very proud of the New Jersey State Troopers. This is a great, stellar law enforcement organization now helping kids with law enforcement against drugs. So if you're in Metuchen and your friend saw Paul McCartney.
Yeah. My friend lives in Metuchen. So obviously Metuchen has a very nice main street. And he was just happened to be walking, and he goes, yeah, that guy looks like McCartney. Would really do great as a stand-in for him. And then he got closer. He was like, oh, my God, that's McCartney. So it turns out it was him. He was there standing in front of some bakery. They took a picture of him. Don't know if he was buying anything there. But apparently his third wife is from Edison. So he must have been in town. She must have been visiting family or whatever. Because Edison and Metuchen are right next to one another.
Yeah.
And I pass through Metuchen every Sunday.
Yeah. Metuchen. I remember the conductor on the train.
Right.
Metuchen. Metuchen. Hey, you know what? That's pretty
cool.
So he must have been visiting family. I'm going to go for a walk probably out there.
Yeah.
And he's walking around by himself?
By himself.
Nobody else around?
No entourage. He doesn't seem like the type of guy that needs an entourage.
Plus in Jersey, no, we don't care.
It's
like you'll go up. You'll see Paul McCartney say, hey, Paul, I'm a big fan. That's it. Bruce Springsteen. Hey, Bruce. Bruce will go, hey, back. Yeah. And that's the end of it.
That's it.
No one gets crazy.
People leave me alone.
I love it.
Except when they run into Joe Piscopo and they say, hey, you're Joe Pesci, right? Then it's different.
Honey, it's Joe Pesci. Look.
Right.
Look. I said that. You were great in The Irishman. Thank you. Thank you. I said, I love
that. Boy, that technology. You look so young.
Hey, so, and again, we have a lot to get into. I want to talk, there's some news items that are riveting, and we're going to get into with Five Boroughs in a second, but a big shout out to all the folks at the VFW in Paramus. I'm telling you what, I can't tell you enough, and I talked about it earlier, how much this is Americana. America. It's right in Paramus, New Jersey. Veterans of Foreign Wars. I went up there, and they were doing an event for Mike Gasalli. He's the mayor of Montvale, is that right?
That's right.
Mr. Mayor, and he's running up against Josh Gottheimer, who we, by the way, like on the show. Josh is a great guy. But as soon as a lot of these folks, Josh Gottheimer and Max Rose, as soon as they voted for impeachment, they lost me. That anybody right. who goes with Nancy Pelosi was not stable, and it was dangerous. And that for them to go on that train, we've got to clear out, I think, the House of Representatives. It just need you've got to do a revolt vote because within the House of Representatives, stay with me, is there's an anti-Semitic rise like I've never seen in my life. I would only read about it in pre-war Germany. And then the Holocaust, it's like we forgot about the Holocaust already, and we're going to let Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar spew their hate. Where is that? In the House of Representatives. You got to clean out the House. And if sometimes you got to go up against a person you admire or a friend, if they're along with Nancy Pelosi, you can't vote for these people because there's something. And I feel bad for her because I've known her. It feels like she's going through some kind of, I say it with sympathy, like kind of a breakdown. Mm-hmm. You could see it just the way she's biting her, you know, right. when they're biting her lip like that. You know, that's a nervous habit, I think. No,
I'm
looking at it out. But and I feel for her.
I don't bite my lip.
But the
fact that those people had to sit there in Paramus to listen to Kevin McCullough for 25 minutes. I mean, you have to really have to thank them.
See where he goes. See where he goes. Kevin was.
It was 20 minutes too long.
No, it was
he
great.
Quick. You know, got to hit it and quit it.
It was great. And then Debbie Duhaime got up, and it was great. And then I saw everybody else that I knew, and Jonathan Gilliam. You know who he is? Navy SEAL.
Yeah, lives in Manhattan.
Great guy.
We got him on the show.
He wants to come back on.
Great.
He did a great book. Sheep No More. I think is the name of his book.
He's a tough guy.
I'll tell you what. He was there, and he spoke for literally 60 seconds. I mean, this guy.
Oh, yeah, but everybody. I mean, you'd be in awe of that guy. Yeah.
Would you mess with this guy,
no,
Jonathan?
I wouldn't even say hello.
Great guy, great patriot, and he was great. So this was a great thing. And then I go to the Catholic school thing. Joey Benefit is at the Catholic school thing on Saturday. The faith in the room. And I said, thank you.
Charlie, in this. Mr. Cotton.
No. Oh, Mr. Cotton. Listen. So then a guy comes. These are all young people, like 20 years younger than me. And they go, and they're all there at ICS. The priest is there. It's great. And I did the babysitter Arnold Schwarzenegger joke. Oh. And I know. I shouldn't have done it. You know, it's the priest is right there. So I said, I followed
Father,
it.
Father, forgive me.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. Yes. Right. Huh. But I met a kid. He comes over. He goes, Joe, hi, I have an organization, a young guy. It's Men for Christ. I said, great. And he talked to me about it. And it's great how you rediscover Jesus like that. Now, this is my wheelhouse. I'm going, this is great. A young guy like you? I said, will you come on my show? They said, well, sure, we will. Why? I said, because
why are you looking at me? See, I knew you were going there with this. I knew it. You're going to bring the guy in studio so he could stare at me to get me to, you know, to embrace Christ again.
Yeah. My news guy, the cranky and grumpiness aside, because he's really a nice guy. But he's agnostic. He's agnostic. Yeah. And I said, I always say, we got to get him to Jesus. I said, Frankie, can we book him on the show?
Absolutely.
Frank will have him on tomorrow.
Marked Men for Christ, I think is cool.
Who?
Yeah, Marked Men. Like, whatever.
It sounds like a cult. Marked Men for Christ? They get branded? What happens? I'm a little nervous. Suddenly the room is going to get dark. You're going to smell smoke.
The ground opens up, man.
Yes, I believe him.
I wanted to get to Al. That's what I said about Al. Hey, the big news is the president is in India, and he's ripping it up. And I know people may not like to hear that, but I got to tell you, President Trump spoke before 110,000, and there were about 110,000 waiting outside to get in. I just made that up. I'm not sure. That I just said that. I'll tell you what, probably 110,000 equals appeared to be capacity. Because the news is going to say, well, it really wasn't sold out. Somebody's going to say that. This is between Prime Minister Modi and Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. They're close, close friends. The president has such respect for the Indian American community. He goes to India, and this is the world's largest cricket stadium there. And I'll tell you what, you didn't hear crickets, though, when the president stood up. They loved him. They loved him, and he was great. And now he's going to, like Frankie said, this used to be, this Hard Rock where we broadcast from right now used to be the Taj Mahal. And the president is at the actual Taj Mahal.
Right now, yeah.
Right now, going at the Taj Mahal. So he and Melania are there and just doing great things. Again, the other riveting story is Bernie Sanders ripping it up. I got to tell you, there's no way you can, in my opinion, you could vote for Bernie or because of his policies just aren't going to work. But you have to respect the movement. He's got thousands of people. He's a communist. He's a socialist. He believes in it. You know, said nice things about Fidel Castro yesterday on 60 Minutes. So you have to appreciate it. I don't think there's any contest between Bernie Sanders and Donald J. Trump. But I'll tell you what, it is going to be, I think, fun and interesting. And I love the drama of it all. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano, Al Gattulo. Debbie's on the road for you right now. Mm-hmm. Chief Robert Kugler standing by, Nicholas DeMauro as well, all from Law Enforcement Against Drugs. We are in probably the safest place in America right now.
Yeah.
We have every police officer, every police organization right here, and we love every single one of these men and women of law enforcement all across the United States of America. Debbie, looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
We certainly do, and good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the Cross County. Cross County eastbound getting out toward Midland Ave and Yonkers. Accident over in the local lanes. The Sawmill southbound right by the Cross County. Watch out. Looks like an accident there as well. We're seeing delays on 6 eastbound out past 293 in Woodbury with a crash. Inbound GWB still an hour to the upper, 30 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland 20, but a lot of volume over on Tunnelly Ave south getting down toward the Tunnelly Circle. It's pretty solid on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue with an accident blocking a lane. That's one of the reasons the GWB is so tough right now. Westbound Belt at Knapp Street, an accident taking the left lane over there. And we're still seeing some delays at the Queens Midtown Tunnel of about 10 to 15 minutes. Over on Route 1, heading north at Green Street in Woodbridge, a car flipped over, two lanes blocked. Sunny today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher can break down the Bloomberg campaign.
No one's going to vote for Mike Bloomberg based on his ideas because he doesn't have any. He's got one. He wants to take your guns away. He's anti-gun. That much we know. And he's big nanny, big government, typical liberal. The government knows better than you do how much salt you can eat and how big your big gulps can be. He's all into that. But other than that, he doesn't have any core beliefs.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call 800-796-0112. 800-796-0112. If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King special. 800-796-0112.
Pick up the phone right now.
It's time to stand with Israel. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to register for a life-changing trip to Israel December 2nd to 11th. Join me, my friend Mike Lindell, and hundreds of patriots on the Stand With Israel tour, a journey to the Holy Land to get first-hand insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Register today at sebgorka.com. On the Stand With Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge right before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. I'll take you behind the scenes to explore over 40 iconic sites during an all-inclusive 10-day tour this December. We'll pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picture picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the Dead Sea, explore modern Tel Aviv, and much more. Best of all, we'll be together with like-minded supporters of the Nation of Israel. Reserve your spot today and travel with me on the Stand with Israel tour. Visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com.
That's our man, Dr. Gorka, every afternoon on AM 970. The Answer, great, just crushing it on the radio for Salem Media, and a great guy. I thought he was going to Italy with us. I hope so. And going to Israel with Dr. Gorka. How cool is that? Hey, can I tell you about Connors and Sullivan? I love Connors. You know, we're at the dinner the other day, and we go to Delmonico's, which is great. Just a great steak place. So, and you know, it's the Delmonico's steak, right? Now I'm there. To my right is Mike Connors. To my left is Father Bilecki, because the Connors, when they go out, they bring a priest with them, which I just love. And then across from me, a seat or so away, is Beth, Mike's beautiful wife, and then their son, Michael. This is a great family. So now I looked around, and I turned to Mike Connors to my right, and I said, thanks for all you did, man, because now I have my financial legacy, the beneficiary designations. I have all of that, the healthcare proxy. I have everything that I wanted to plan. Thank you for doing it. He goes, nah, it was easy. I got it. Just with that tone of the Connors at Connors and Sullivan, that's what you will get when you call 718-238-6500. And Bridget was there. So I called Lisa, because they told me, call Lisa. It was like calling the family. And by the way, when you call, you will get an initial consultation for free at Connors and Sullivan. So I invite you to call 718-238-6500. And Mike is there, and Beth, and Bridget, and Kelly, and Rose, and Justin, and the great team, and Lisa answering the phone, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Your first consult with a lawyer is for free at Connors and Sullivan. By the way, you can listen to Mike on the radio, 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, on Sundays, and Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
We're dancing. Here we go. Me and Al are dancing down Lane City. Al, don't step on my feet. You're stepping on my feet. All right. We want to take. We got to just do a little something here right now. Episcopo in the morning. Hold on. We got. No, you got to ask permission to do any video. This is so funny. AC Mike Lopez, one of my best buddies. We love AC Mike Lopez. Hold on. We're gonna record everything like this. We have to have like releases and everything like that. Otherwise, the video is all out. Hold on. Everybody's shooting cameras and we love it. Everybody's gotta stop. You know why? If I look like George Clooney, if I look like Ryan Gosling, I would say roll the cameras. Everything's great. But I mean, don't, you're shooting the cameras all around. We gotta know Frankie. Can you get a handle?
Gotcha.
On
yeah. No.
Thank
no.
you very much.
This is Mike's guy. He assured me the video would not be disseminated without your express.
It'll be all over the internet. It doesn't go away. And I'll say the wrong thing, and then I'll be.
Well, you are on the radio as well. Well, if you say the wrong thing,
we don't have jobs anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But we can say it on this radio. AC Mike, how are you, brother?
What's up, sir?
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. You become Mr. Atlantic City.
Good to be. Well, you know what? It's a beautiful place. Nothing about this bald head gap tooth guy. It's all about Atlantic City.
Yeah, you know what? I feel bad down with your sound guy. Yeah, come do a couple shots. I'll just organize. Thank you. What is your name, sound man?
Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Hey, Nick, how are you? Dick DeMauro here. This is great. Good to see you, buddy. Nice to see you. Hey, so I met Mike Lopez down here. We did something down at the, was it not the Wonder Bar? Where were we?
Well, we did the Wonder Bar after we had met. We met at Congress Hall.
Right.
With Harry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Harry Hurley, our guy.
Yeah,
Mr.
He honored you about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, down in Cape May.
That's right.
That was great, and you were there.
Yep.
So now you were initially, Mike, a corrections officer.
Correct.
Which, where were, that's not,
Atlantic,
that's a
County.
That's a tough job, brother.
You know what? It's got to be a couple salads short of a picnic to do that for 25
years. Where?
Right here in Atlantic County.
The jails around?
So it's in Mays Landing, Hamilton Township, industrial park back there. It was built in, like, the second phase in like 88 for 600 people. When we moved in, there was about 1,100.
Oh, my
gosh. So when I left, there was 1,350.
Yeah, we support the corrections office in New York State having a very tough time.
Yeah.
It's just because the whole political correctness of it all, you can't do certain things. So how many years did you put in?
25.
Whoa!
25.
So you're young, man. You were a kid. So that Mike, we meet AC Mike, and he's like Mr. Atlantic City now. Everywhere we go, everywhere anybody goes, the Post is saying, AC Mike, he's the man. He's got. Yeah, I like your own Coca-Cola bottle you got that says AC Mike on it. But I got to tell you, as a guy that's been down here for all my life, Atlantic City, I've seen the bumps and the bruises.
That's right.
It's kind of like what we go through as humans, you know, in our lives and our careers. This town is back big time.
It is, Joe. There's a revitalization. It's on, whether it's the Hard Rock here where we're at, next door, Ocean, Stockton, South Jersey Gas. And, you know, different diverse groups are coming in. Lots of open land. So if any of you want to invest here or whatnot,
now's the time to do it, right?
Now's the time. The people get it. It's really hot.
This Hard Rock is fantastic.
It's crazy.
I know. It was beautiful when candidate Trump had it. Citizen Trump had it. And it was beautiful as the Taj. And then, of course, it went through a little bit. They had to let it go. And thank God they put in, can I give the number? About $550 million dollars they put into this property.
Yeah.
Wow. And most of that's Frank Morano's money.
That's true. That's his money on the tables. He does like those tables. So what? Besides that, the 550, Joe, you know, there's over 3,000 working, in the building itself.
It's 3,000 people. With God bless. That's great.
They take in the flowers from the local mom and pop florist and food and the bread for Famicas, your paisan. You know what I mean? So guys like that get a bump too. You know, bakeries and whatnot.
I saw the guy. He was doing some maintenance here. I chatted. Where are you from? He goes, right here in Atlantic City. That's the goal, was to get Atlantic City working. Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I always say, they always said, in the old days, I don't know that the casinos, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, that they did not give to the other side of the tracks. They never spread the wealth. I always felt that. Now I'm seeing, as I look from my room atop here at the Hard Rock, I look at the construction, the beautiful housing that they're putting in. And I know every city's going to have its problems, but it looks really beautiful now, man.
Yeah, there's ebbs and flows with everything. You know, there's ups and downs in ourselves.
Yeah.
But out here, there's, and this is what they've hashtagged North Beach. And what's going on here is really hot. Right across the way, too, the Steel Pier. They're partners. So when you were just talking a minute ago about the big wigs seeing what the little guys are doing, you know, everything from Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, you know, to the Steel
Pier. Wait, Beer Hall?
Yeah.
Maybe Al's not leaving today after all.
I think he visited.
It's named recently one of the best bars in America.
Where is that now?
It's on Tennessee Avenue. Mark Collazo, he's got these four businesses on Tennessee Avenue, the Iron Room, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, Made in Atlantic City Chocolate, and a yoga studio. And he's
We're
trying to make
right
Tennessee Avenue into kind of an Atlantic City Main Street.
You like Frankie Fibros knows more about Atlantic City than anybody. I love this guy.
But the one place that he mentioned, the Iron Room, is phenomenal. It is a great place to eat and to have a few
can
cocktails.
Is there a brewery where I can get a New Jersey light beer?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Al likes light beer. No, every time I go to a liquor store to buy, I buy Al always gets on me because I buy the organically grown Miller Lite. It's a gold Miller Lite gold.
That's the regular Miller
Ultra
Highlight.
Gold.
The
whatever.
Champagne of beers.
Is there any light beer that I can get that's local? Because
We'll talk afterwards.
Because
that
would be great. Because I love that New Jersey is developing that itself.
And you got a cider right by you, 5 minutes from your house, 10 minutes from your house. I could take you
cider.
Actual, yeah. Look at with the face. You're even going to drink more than a sip of it. I mean, please.
Although they tell you that you're supposed to drink cider. Hey, Mike Lopez with us. AC Mike, we call him AC Mike. By the way, where can we find you on social media?
So on social media, Mike Lopez, Facebook, AC Mike, Facebook, acmikenj.com.
Look at you.
.com. And then AC Mike NJ on Instagram.
The Jeff Van Drew interview was great.
Thank you.
I watched the whole thing.
Thank you.
So Jeff Van Drew, he was a Democrat in the Frankie the Second District. The second, is that right? Down this neck of the woods. And so he came on the show. It's been great. Then he goes, I'm going to become, I'm a Democrat. I don't like this whole impeachment fiasco. I'm going to become a Republican. So then I saw him in Wildwood, man. And he was pumped up, and it was great. But you did an interview before the Wildwood event with Jeff Andrew one-on-one. Right. You've become quite the interviewer, my friend.
Well, you know what? You've given me the break. You actually the one who called me in. Frankie?
That's why I brought up the question.
That's right.
Looking for accolades back.
He's a great guy, though. He was easy to talk to. He's a regular
Joe. No, but you asked him. You asked him really local questions, and he had really local answers.
That's right.
He's the real deal. Right. Jeff Andrew is.
He sure is. You know, he's out there. He's working for the people. Even when he was on the other side as a Democrat, the guy knew how to reach across the table. That's why he got elected.
Yeah. AC Mike Lopez, this is the man right there. Now we're recording. Thank you, Brian, for understanding. just you know what? I need surgery. So do what you can, please.
Guy. I need to. He's going to the gym working out like this. Are you kidding me? Take some break.
I know. What are you holding there, Mike? What is that?
Listen. I know you do your. I know Hard Rock had to take care of you as far as
best French toast I've had in a long
time. But I don't know if they have this.
The man, Mike, bringing me real maple syrup. It's from Toronto.
And save that for tomorrow.
How long have you had this, by the way?
You know what? You gave it to me the last trip in New York.
No. Might be a little sticky.
No, actually, my girl, Janine, she went to Niagara Falls and picked it up.
Just this morning.
Just this morning. She went to Niagara Falls.
Thank you for this, because I needed the real maple syrup. AC Mike, shout out to Dave Damiani for putting us all together. We appreciate it. And we appreciate all that you do for this great town, my friend. God bless you. Thanks for your service as a corrections officer as well. That is just not easy, and God bless you for taking the high road. AC Mike Lopez right there. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Nick Nemoro is going to join us. Nick is the executive director of LEAD, and I'm telling you what, we're going to have a great time because I want to tell you about all that Chief Robert Kugler is doing. He's the chairman of the Board of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. And don't forget Jim Carroll on the show, too. He's a White House drug czar. As a dad, I am worried sick about what's going on in the schools. Thank God for law enforcement against drugs. We'll be getting into that in a big way when we come back. Right now, Big Al standing by at 8:35 with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Did you know that Mayor de Blasio doesn't arrive to City Hall until around 10:30 for work every morning? The New York Post did some digging with his schedule, and it shows a typical day includes de Blasio taking a 30-minute drive to his gym in Brooklyn around 8 in the morning, and then after his workout, he changes his clothes and heads over to City Hall around 10:30. The mayor's spokesperson tells the Post that de Blasio is sending emails and calling staff and working for the people of New York 24/7. Doctors say they're optimistic that they caught what they believe is kidney cancer in Governor Phil Murphy early and that he'll recover. The 62-year-old Murphy says doctors told him they don't expect radiation or chemotherapy will be necessary. Doctors found a tumor during a routine CAT scan. More than 51,000 Americans are diagnosed with kidney cancer every year. In sports, Anders Lee scored twice, propelling the Islanders to a 4-1 win over the Sharks. In college hoops, as you heard right here on The Answer yesterday, number 14 Seton Hall taking care of St. John's easily by the final of 81-65. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 18 north of Route 1. It's a disabled tractor trailer getting into New Brunswick. Watch for delays on Route 1 north at Green Street into Woodbridge. A car flipped over, so prepare for slowdowns there. It's busy on Truck Route 109 northbound getting up toward the Hackensack River Bridge with an accident getting into Jersey City. Garden State Parkway north at 153 in Clifton. An accident there as well. Inbound GWB 45 to the upper, 25 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30. Holland about 20 in for both approaches, but a lot of volume getting out toward the Holland from Tunnelly Avenue. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the Queens Midtown Tunnel 10 to 15 minutes into town. Southbound West Side Highway at 125th. Looks like emergency activity. Northbound getting reports of an accident in the left lane. Sunny today with a high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you look in the mirror, do you wish you could turn back time for that younger, glowing skin you love? For over 20 years, InviteHealth.com has offered super premium quality supplements. Now they've combined the power of superior skincare ingredients with full spectrum hemp extract to offer their new hemp face cream with fig and orange. It's an amazing combination to nourish your skin. InviteHealth.com offers a collection of premium quality full spectrum hemp extract with cannabidiol products that are U.S. grown and seed to shelf certified, tracking every milligram of hemp. Now you can order their hemp face cream at 50% off retail on your first order. Buy two and get free shipping. 800-789-1125 or visit invitehealth.com and use promo code Debbie for 50% off retail on your first order of hemp face cream with fig and orange. That's invitehealth.com. Promo code Debbie for 50% off retail. Invite Health. For a healthier life, you're invited.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Oh, I have my law enforcement against drugs pin. See, because I was pinless on my lapel last night. I never go on stage pinless. And Nick, you were there. Nick DeMauro here is executive director, doing a great job. This guy is doing magic and God's work for children across the United States of America, starting right here in New Jersey with the law enforcement against drugs. Thank you for the pin, man. I was on stage, and we had a ball last night.
Oh, you were amazing. Hey, I think Frank Sinatra was alive and well in AC.
Hey, you do it. You're like, I got to hire you as my PR guy. The introduction I had, ladies and gentlemen, all the cops were going, oh, my gosh, Nick's speaking. We better keep quiet. And you brought me on. Thank you for that, man.
Saturday Night Live's ratings just went up.
Joe. Yeah, I'll tell you. And then I didn't have the lapel pin. I always have to have a flag or something. And then I said, Nick, I need a lead pin, the law enforcement against drugs. And I want to tell you, I'm supposed to read the copy here, Nick, but it's best that you and I just chat. And talking about the concept of law enforcement against drugs, you handled our friend Stacy, where we met,
right?
Stacy McCormick said you worked with DARE for many, many years.
Yeah, I did. And what happened was, in a nutshell, the state of New Jersey took the lead, oh, pun intended, and said, hey, we need tested, proven, effective curricula in our schools. And we need to make sure it's focused on alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. We're looking at the whole issue of marijuana. We're looking at the whole issue of
vaping.
Legalization of marijuana, vaping, everything. We need proven effective curricula. So a group of police chiefs from New Jersey started LEAD.
Yay.
And before you know it, the demand for our services has been amazing throughout the United States.
I've never seen more police officers in one room so dedicated to helping the kids. And let me just tell you, LEAD has the only evidence-based K-12 tested and proven effective school-based anti-drug, anti-violence prevention curricula in the nation, delivered by police officers and teachers. The LEAD prevention curricula includes age-appropriate, tested, and proven effective information on marijuana, opioids, prescription, and over-the-counter drugs. For more information or to donate donate, please, to make a donation, go to leaddrugs.org. It's L-E-A-D and then R-U-G-S, leaddrugs.org. And then we're going to talk with Nick DeMauro in a second and Chief Kugler in a second. But please check out Law Enforcement Against Drugs on their Facebook page. It's Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
On a warm summer's evening.
We got it. We got it.
Train bound for nowhere. I met up with
Chief Robert Kugler, chairman of the board, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Nick DeMauro. Chief, welcome. And I got my pin. I got my pin. You had a nice pin. Thank you. And didn't you give me a challenge? Did you give me a challenge coin last night?
Did
you?
Sure did.
And I'm looking right here. Watch this. Because you give those challenge coins, I take that with great respect. And look what I have in my pocket, sir.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's yours, beautiful. Man. This is I take this. When a challenge coin, of course, is the coin, I guess it originated in the armed forces where if whatever rank you have, whatever your coin is, if you're at a bar, the higher rank, that allows you to get a beer bought for you. So that's where it started. Did you hear
that? We don't
one?
Do that with law enforcement against drugs.
No, not at all. But this is appreciated more than I could tell you. Chief, tell us about yourself, where you're from, where you started out. And where you are, Chief, indeed, but also your affiliation with Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good morning, and thank you very much for having us on the show once again.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a lot of great things for everyone, and that is bringing awareness about drug prevention and education. But I'm a longtime police chief in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. I've been in law enforcement for 35 years, and I've been the chief of police for 25 of those 35. I was very fortunate to be the chief of police for a long time.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of passions, the same passion I had coming in from day one. And my involvement with Law Enforcement Against Drugs dates from the beginning. I am dedicated, I am committed to having a community that has the tools in their pockets, the children, giving them the tools that they need to grow up drug-free. And we need everybody involved. And I want to thank you, Joe, for your show, having the involvement here not only this year but last year as well, and all the years that you've been supporting Law Enforcement Against Drugs. I want to thank all the police officers, all the mayors, all the police chiefs, the sheriffs, the state police. We are a national chain now. We have a nationwide movement to make sure our communities are safe and, most importantly, giving them the effective tools they need to grow up drug-free for their communities and for their families.
And, Chief, it's not just in – I always was brought up inner cities. Oh, you got the problem in Camden and in Patterson. It's not that. You're from a very beautiful area of the great state of New Jersey, and in my area of Hunterdon County, it's very upscale. I'm seeing drugs all over, for goodness sake, even in the upper echelon of society, if you will.
Joe, I'm from Bergen County. Bergen County, the most populous county in New Jersey. We have nearly 1 million people. And I am appalled by the number of overdose deaths, not even the deaths, which is the ultimate consequence of drug behavior and activity, but there's people that are overdosing. We're bringing back with Narcan every day. It ain't just New Jersey, it's nationwide, but you're right. In Bergen County, a suburban-type county, we have a problem, and we have a problem in every town. It doesn't matter if it's an urban city or suburban areas. We need to do everything it takes. And this Law Enforcement Against Drugs program with Nick DeMauro and all the leaders, the police officers, and the academic people that are helping us out support this program throughout our schools, not only here in New Jersey, but across our nation. It's a great thing. And this morning we have the company of our drug czar, Jim Carroll, from the Office of Drug Control at the White House. And he's here and he's committed all the way from the White House down to the teacher in the classroom and the police officer. We are committed.
God bless you for that. You know, you got to go to a house when you lose a kid to drugs. The police officer has to go talk to the parents. And the parents feel so bad. You always think, what could I have done? What could I have done? But it's really, the parent could be as great as parent as they are, but once those drugs are available and you're in the teenage years of your life, it's great. So you, as a police officer, and Nick, maybe you could take this question, Nick DeMauro, you go into the classrooms, officers in uniform, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, now that's a great, that is monumental. I know you guys understand that. I tried to do that years ago in my Positive Impact Foundation, which is now we've morphed together with the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, which is a great organization. But a police officer in a classroom, It puts down all of the negativity, all that, which is not backed up by fact, but the false narrative that the police are bad, the police shouldn't, they're profiling. This is a great thing that you're doing now.
It is, but there's another key here. Just like a carpenter who builds a house, he needs a good hammer to hammer that nail. And we have a great curricula to help our law enforcement. You can't just, you know, cop in the classroom is just not good enough. It has to be with evidence-based, proven effective curricula, trained to deliver the curriculum to kids. That's the key.
Yeah.
You can't build a house with a bad hammer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you have that curricula with the law enforcement against drugs.
With Mendez Foundation, we're very proud of our relationship. And it's grown rapidly, and it's just a tremendous thing to be. We're on the Star Ledger front page today, dealing with they did an article on the opioid commission, and they were talking about our conference and the drugs all being here and the opioid commission headed by former Governor Chris Christie. And so we're proud to be a leader.
Chief looked at me. He knows I'm going to make a snarky remark. I love the Star Ledger. I'm old enough to remember when it was the Newark Evening News. But the fact, to your point, that they're doing something positive about law enforcement. Because walk me through this, guys, before we let you go. As a staunch supporter of law enforcement and a guy who has made my mission the last 25 years is helping the at-risk community. I walked Camden when it was the most dangerous city in America. And I saw the stellar New Jersey State Police who had to take over that town. And I see how hard you work. How do you get the word out? And I know the answer, but how if someone's listening and you hear the derogatory and it's constant in the mainstream media, and I'm done with it, and most of America is done with it. A police officer goes to a stressed area. It's not the profile. It's because the crime is in that area. It's the only reason. The men and women, the brothers and sisters, the daughters, the sons that are police officers, they have to go to these areas because that's where the crime is. This is a good way to change the narrative, but how upsetting is that, Chief, for you to see the negative portrayal? It makes me crazy on the radio. That's why I'm so in favor of law enforcement, and I always speak up for the cops because I walk the streets, and the people that keep the law and order are the police officers, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Joe, it's just not true in society. Police are the helpers. Police are the protectors. And when you hear these stories about some people say about police officers doing the wrong thing, yeah, that's a small percentage. We have literally thousands, 10,000s, hundreds of thousands, millions of interactions across the United States of police and citizens. Yes, do some go bad? Yes, but that's very minor. And that's the ones, unfortunately, that they focus on. We are doing a lot here in law enforcement against drugs. We need to do more. We need to attract maybe some other police departments, not only in New Jersey, but across the United States, mm-hmm. that perhaps don't even have a drug prevention education program in their schools. This is a no-brainer. Every school in America should have a drug prevention program involving their police officers in their classrooms, and LEAD is willing to lead the way.
I'll tell you, it's great. Where can we find out, Nick DeMora? Where can we find out more about LEAD? Because everybody listens around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. Thank you. All around the country. Where can we find LEAD? LEADDrugs.org.
LEADDrugs.org.
All right.
Or like our Facebook page, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. And Chief is correct. Every law enforcement agency should have LEAD. But the key is not just LEAD. We have to have a tested, proven, effective curriculum for drug prevention. If you hear a chief say, oh, we have our own program, okay, let me see the research. Let me see the evaluation. Make sure it happens. And, Joe, law enforcement is very close to our heart. I mean, we have the current president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police here at this conference, and he's coming on your show tomorrow.
That's great.
So,
that's
great. You know, we're really pumped. This is a great thing. You're here broadcasting live from our LEAD conference this year.
The Hard Rock, baby.
I tell you, we said this before. They've done a tremendous job.
It's fantastic. But again, and we're here for today, and we're here tomorrow. And I'm going to drop in and see you at the symposium. I know that you have the New Jersey State Troopers Honor Guard. I just saw the troopers here, so we're looking forward to that. But Chief Robert Kugler and Nick DeMora, you know, Chief as Chief for all those years, and Nick as a detective for all those years, thanks for your service. You know, as a father of five children, God bless you, Godspeed. We got your back. Thanks for having an hour, sir.
Great show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all the great work you're doing. Law enforcement against drugs. Debbie Duhaime on the roads right now on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hiya, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on the Cross County. The Cross County eastbound getting out toward Midland Ave, getting in through Yonkers. Looks like an accident was just clear, but it's still kind of busy. Southbound Thruway slowing down 13 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with sun glare. Inbound GWB 45 to the upper. Lower level getting reports of an accident under the apartments, 25 into the lower. Heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln, still 30. Holland still 20 in from both approaches once you get to the tolls. 78 eastbound exit 16. It's a crash as well in Hunterdon County. Route 1 heading north at Green Street and Woodbridge. A car flipped. Looks like at least one lane still blocked over there. West Side Highway north in the 120s. That's another overturned vehicle. 15 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Bronx River Parkway South getting down toward Bronx River Road. Looks like an accident as well, so watch for some delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I was talking to a friend recently, and she said to me, your complexion is so good. It looks so healthy and just radiant all the time. She said to me, what did you do? I mean, the last couple of years, your skin has just been great. I thought, I don't know. And then I realized that's about how long I've been doing the balance of nature. And I told her that it had made enough of a difference that she was noticing it and wanted to know what caused it. So, you know, I am super happy with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Dello Russo. You know, when you hear the word LASIK, the only name that should come to mind is Dello Russo. Dr. Joseph Dello Russo is the man behind Dello Russo Laser Vision, family-owned medical practice that's performed over 165,000 LASIK surgeries, has over 30 years of industry experience. His research and practice played a role in getting FDA approval of LASIK. Did you know that back in the 1990s? Thus, the name Dello Russo has become synonymous with LASIK. And, you know, so-called LASIK centers are a dime a dozen. They perform surgery at ridiculously low cost to the detriment of you, the patient, since these places use lasers that are not the latest or the safest. You know, that is not the case with Dello Russo Laser Vision. In fact, Dr. Dello Russo is such a man of integrity. Looked in my eyes, right? I look, you know, you get real close, you put your thing in the chin and the thing there, and then you look in the eye thing, and then you read the things, and he goes, you know what? Your eyes aren't that bad, Joe. I can see you starting to get a little cataract situation there, but we'll take care of it when the time is right, but not right now. I appreciated that honesty. You owe it to yourself, if you're considering LASIK or just an eye exam, to meet with Dr. Dello Russo. And again, if not LASIK, again, they offer regular eye exams, frames, lenses, cataract screenings, and removals, you name it. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Dello Russo, please. Dello Russo Laser Vision. Call today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Dello Russo. This is so easy. You got to call, please, 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit DelloRusso.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel,
youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
So Joe Lumberg is in Arizona on this marathon bike-a-thon thing, 8:57 right now. Jason Nichols is doing a great job in for Joe. Good morning, Jason. How are we doing weather-wise?
Good morning. Looks like another nice day for today, starting today with bright sunshine. We'll see clouds gradually on the increase during the course of the day, but another mild afternoon on the way as well with a high getting up to about 58. Turns out cloudy overnight tonight, and we'll see a little bit of rain moving in, mostly into the Jersey suburbs as we get towards daybreak. The low tonight about 44, probably a little bit after sunrise that the rain actually reaches the downtown area, but looks like for tomorrow, cloudy with occasional rain, probably steadiest in the morning into the kind of lunchtime hours, and then as we get into the afternoon, it's a little bit more hit or miss type shower activity as we get into the afternoon. But a high for tomorrow about 50, and then
we'll take it.
Wednesday's probably another, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Jason.
It looks like Wednesday's probably another, yeah.
Okay, thank you, yeah. Jason. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, thanks, Jason. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Jason Nichols right there. We're always on the clock.
Absolutely.
There you go, man. Yeah. You did a great job. Thank you. Piscopo in the Morning. The Drug Czar is going to join us coming up. Jim Carroll on Piscopo in the Morning.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Detectives are looking for a driver in a deadly hit and run in Bath Beach. Brooklyn police say Jose Cantila was hit nearby 19th Avenue and 86th Street around 7:30 yesterday morning. The driver took off. The 26-year-old Cantila rushed to the hospital where he died. Residents of the central New Jersey community of Metuchen reported a beetle sighting yesterday. No, not the insect type of beetle, but arguably the most famous musician in the world, Sir Paul McCartney. McCartney told a local merchant his wife used to live in the area. The merchant says the former Beatle was taking pictures around town. His third wife, Nancy Chevelle, grew up in Edison, New Jersey. In sports, Islanders a 4-1 win over the Sharks. Seton Hall over St. John's, 81-65. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.